Congressman Henry Waxman is questioning a no-bid contract the Bush administration awarded to a subsidiary of Halliburton, the Houston energy company formerly run by Vice President Dick Cheney. The $7 billion two-year contract was mainly for putting out oil well fires after the war in Iraq. Waxman, the ranking Democrat on the House Government Reform Committee, says the contract also includes operation of facilities and distribution of products. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Considering there weren't many oil fires to extinguish in Iraq, what's wrong with Halliburton's KBR subsidiary performing other services?
We can't quite get a straight answer about this Halliburton contract. We're getting information in dribs and drabs. We at first were told that it was going to be a contract to put out oil well fires, and they didn't have a bid on it. They didn't let anybody else compete because this was an expertise of Halliburton. But then it turned out there were other companies, and then we found out that the contract was drafted in a way where they could get paid all of their costs and plus, which encourages them to increase their costs, but Halliburton has a history of overcharging the government. Then we found out that Halliburton has been involved in trading in Iraq and in Libya and Iran. So I've asked Secretary Rumsfeld, why are they given a contract with no bid to put out oil well fires? Well, now we're finding out that it isn't just oil well fires. Halliburton has been designated the oil company for Iraq. They're going to run the oil industry in Iraq, which seems to me questionable when the president and everyone else in this administration has said over and over again, the oil in Iraq belongs to the Iraqi people.
Halliburton says it isn't hiding anything, that its contract also includes emergency repairs to the oil wells and getting them running.
Well, it goes far beyond that. They've got a contract that is a two-year contract, but now we're told they're going to put out a bid for other companies by the end of August. We were told it was a short-term contract for very little money. Then it turned out it was a $7 billion contract. The story keeps on shifting, and the latest version is that Halliburton has been hired to run the oil industry in Iraq, and that they're going to put out a bid for any other company now that they've been called to task about this no-bid contract. They could say, oh, we're going to have a bid, and we're going to let out a contract at the end of August to run the oil industry in Iraq. So our latest question back to the Army Corps of Engineers is, why are we running the oil industry in Iraq, and why is Halliburton, in effect, the oil company for the nation of Iraq?
Are you saying that the Bush administration tried to cover all this up?
I don't know if they're trying to cover it up, but they're certainly not being very forthcoming. We're getting the information quite slowly, little bits at a time, and their story keeps on changing.
Or did they change the contract?
No. They only had this one contract with Halliburton as it relates to Iraq. They've had other contracts with Halliburton, and with those other contracts, it really should be a wake-up call because they have overcharged the government consistently. In one case, they were charging $85 for $14 plywood, and they have overcharged the government to the point where there was a potential criminal charge that was going to be brought against them, and they paid a settlement of $2 million. When you have a company that has overcharged the taxpayers, and then they're given a no-bid contract, and the contract says whatever cost they incur, we're going to pay them plus, well, that seems to me like a green light to overcharge. And I guess what we don't want to see is that the war in Iraq becomes a vehicle for rewarding companies that are close to this administration with taxpayers' money for not the value that we're going to get from it.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Henry Waxman of California is the ranking Democrat on the House Government Reform Committee.